Hey there, and welcome back to Ginger Biz, the podcast. I'm Katie, your host, and I am thankful to have you here with me today. Today, we're going to dive into the topic of why attention management might be your best productivity solution. Before we dive in, I do want to give you guys an update on going-ons over here. So I was in a car accident. I don't think I said anything previously on here, but it's been just about a month ago it happened, and someone rear-ended me and then sideswiped me at the same time because they rear-ended me, I guess, so hard that then they kind of bounced and came back. It was intense to say the least, but I am safe. I am fine. I've been going to the chiropractor, which has been really great. And also a little bit, it causes a little bit of soreness, but all for the right reasons. So it all works out. But that was something. And my car's still in the shop. It'll be in the shop for maybe even another month. So I'm in a rental. It's a fine rental, but it's not my car and I miss my car. But I am blessed beyond measure because I, again, was alone in the car. I am safe and everything is totally okay now. You know, just a little bit bummed that we don't have our car. And we are officially Virginians. We bought a house and we moved into it last week. We bought it just about a month ago now and we moved in last weekend and it's been definitely a lot of work, but also a lot of fun. It is really fun to see Meredith just take to her room and enjoy, you know, putting her toys away and decorating and doing things. And it's kind of more like a big girl room now. I mean, the room itself is no different really, but it's just been really good for her to be able to transition a bit and gain some more independence. We were originally doing a rent back and we did do a rent back with the sellers, but they ended up leaving 2 weeks earlier. We wouldn't have actually moved until this weekend or even next weekend. We wouldn't have gotten the keys until this weekend, but they ended up moving out earlier than we had known they were going to. And so we were able to move in sooner. And I am honestly glad it is behind us at this point. We still have so much unpacking to do, but at least we're here and it's a much shorter commute for both my husband and I. So that's been really, really wonderful. My daughter started a new daycare and that also has been a great experience, thankfully, because that's a whole thing. You mamas out there totally hear me and understand that deciding who's going to take care of your child while you're working can be a lot. But thankfully, we got the greatest solution and it's all worked out really, really well. Also, we're working on renting our former home, the Maryland home. And so we're working on getting it all up to speed and cleaned up and everything. So it's renter ready and then getting it listed and then hopefully getting renters in. So kind of a lot of new adventures going on, again, becoming Virginians and then becoming landlords basically. But I'm excited for it. It's a step in the financial direction that we wanted to go because we did want to have some property and some real estate. And hopefully in the coming years, we'll only expand on that. So all great things. Last weekend, my computer crashed. Probably my fault. I don't know. It stopped working, but honestly, it may have just been God saying, girlfriend, slow down, because I wasn't able to do any work. Like for the business, for nothing, from Friday basically through to Monday night, except for when I went into work and used my computer there. But yeah, I think God was just saying, slow down. You don't got to do any of this right now. And so it worked out and we're up and running again. So everything is good here. We also, for Katie & Co., we did bring on 3 new team members and they're not full-time employees. They are contract workers, but still so excited to have them on the team. We're still working on some of the trainings and onboardings and all of that, but all amazing things. And with that, I do want to do a shameless plug. Katie and Co. has room for new clients. So we did close our books for a little bit just because with the move and all the changes, honestly, I was just at capacity. So we had to transition away a little bit and took a little bit of a break, but we are back at it and we're really excited to onboard, I guess, if you will, or press play on some of our other clients that were so gracious to let us have a break and just focus on other things. But again, we've got more spots opening up and I am just so excited. So Katie & Co. Virtual Assistant Firm is not your typical, I guess, virtual assistant, if you will. it's more or less like our team will help you grow and get things in place and help you with so much, but you get my brains. And that is something I'm so passionate about sharing, is helping other businesses grow and scale and just do as much as they can, but in a strategic manner. So we can help with social media management. We can help with content creation. We can do Pinterest management, Pinterest startup, whatever you want. We can do blogs. We can help with your website. But the thing that we really try to do is help with the strategic side of it, making sure that you're getting in front of your audience, getting in front of those basically your potential clients, and just helping you find a way to be present and serve those clients while also finding balance in your own life. I am a huge believer in delegation, and it's crazy to say that we now, you know, have three people that we're paying to help with that delegation. And I'm also practicing it in my day job as well. And it's just so awesome to basically live out what we're telling others to do so that we can be successful. And with all that, I'm honestly like just really in a state of excitement for 2024, because I feel like this move, and you know, we're 3 months in, I was unable to just settle down and get into a healthy rhythm because I knew so much change was coming. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't mind change. I'm kind of hesitant to say that because I've had so much in the last couple of months, but change itself is not bad. It's not inherently bad. Now, the thing that I think I struggle with the most is the transitional pieces of not knowing what is what. So like my car is in the shop. I don't know exactly when I'm going to get it back. If I knew what day I was getting it back, I could plan for that. But as many people know, I am a control freak. And so not knowing things can be super stressful. But change is good. And I am in a point where I am just so excited for 2024 because I cannot wait to see what this year holds for my family, for me, for the business. And I just honestly feel really, really good about it. But I want to be so transparent that this comes from taking a lull, taking a large break so that we could focus on other things, even taking a drop in our income because of those things, and still feeling good going into the year. As the kids say, this is going to be like my business era. Like I just can't wait to really slow down and apply myself. I do feel like I've tried to serve every one of you listeners. I've tried to serve all my clients, but I need to refocus a little bit. I just don't feel like it has been coming from my heart as much as it used to. And I really want to get back in the place where I can just create and brainstorm and push and chat and all these things because it comes from my heart, not because it feels like it's like a research project that I'm having to put together. And I think I'm there again. I'm excited to see what that does and how it moves things for me and for you and for everyone. So super excited. But I think that was long enough of a life update. It's funny because normally we record these ahead of time, but I'm a little bit behind because, you know, all the things I just said. And so this is going live in the same time frame as us recording it. So it's going to be kind of cool that you guys get to see all that. It's also daily savings. So it's interesting to see the tiredness on children and all of that. Honestly, like, what are your guys' thoughts on daily savings? Because I always hear every single year they're going to vote it away and then they never do. I don't notice a huge effect on our family. I know a lot of people make a big deal about it. We'll see how this week goes, but it's an hour. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit more flexible than others, but I don't know. I might regret saying this. We'll see. Anyways. Okay, guys, I want to dive into today's topic, why attention management might be your best productivity solution. I'm a ginger who snaps photos, but my real jam is business. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, now kicking it on the East Coast. I'm a successful entrepreneur who wants to share my passion with the world. We will walk through my journey as an entrepreneur while balancing motherhood, a full-time executive role, and living life to its fullest. This podcast will be an educational resource on entrepreneurship, a raw, uncut look at motherhood, and a place for you to find encouragement. Whether you're exploring entrepreneurship, been at it a couple years, are a mother, a full-time employee, or just want a good laugh while learning, put your headphones on because we're diving in. I'm Katie, and I'm so excited to have you here. I'm really excited for this one because you guys know me. I am huge in time management. But this is a good one. And this actually spurred from my husband bringing it to my attention, which I greatly appreciate because it's something I think that we all do. We're just not super familiar with it. So let's dive in. Basically, in today's fast-paced digital world, time management, as I mentioned, techniques are often hailed as the holy grail of productivity. And for so many individuals, diligently scheduling every minute of their day doesn't necessarily translate into enhanced efficiency or reduced stress, which is unfortunate because not all of us are the same. But if you found yourself struggling with the rigid schedules and endless to-do lists, it might be time for you to think about a different approach. And that would be attention management. So let's first start by understanding attention management. What exactly is attention management and how does it differ from the traditional time management? Well, time management focuses on allocating time slots for various tasks and activities, while attention management really centers on directly focusing your energy and attention towards what matters most in that moment. So to put it simply, it's basically about optimizing your brain power / like mental resources to maximize productivity and well-being. Imagine you have a packed schedule, but your mind keeps wandering, unable to concentrate on a task at hand. That's where attention management comes into play. Instead of trying to control time, attention management leads you in the way of controlling your attention, allowing you to work smarter, not harder. This is huge, and I personally haven't dealt with it a lot until the last couple of years. I used to really, really thrive with time management, and now my life is different, and now I can really thrive with attention management. So time management and attention management are both similarly productivity tools and perspectives. So you could argue both sides of them, or maybe you're doing both, or you're doing parts of one and parts of the other. They can both be great skills to master, and any one person can benefit from increasing their skills in both or either to be used in various situations. You might find that most people prefer one over the other, though. Time management and attention management focus on different strategies to enhance efficiency and effectiveness. So let's look at a rundown of how exactly they differ in their approach. And then we can kind of dive into what distinctions there are and what stands out. So time management focuses on time. Time management primarily revolves around the allocation of scheduling time for various tasks and activities. It's a very structured approach. You know me, I love structure. It involves creating schedules, setting deadlines, and prioritizing tasks based on their importance and their urgency. Number three is external control. Time management techniques often involve external factors such as calendars, planning, time tracking tools to help individuals stay organized and on track. And quantitative measurements, productivity in time management is often measured by the number of tasks completed within a specific time frame. We've talked about this, checking the box, just writing that to-do list and checking things off of it. And then number five with time management is risk of rigidity. While time management provides structure and organization, it can sometimes lead to rigidity and inflexibility, especially when unexpected events or interruptions occur. Now, attention management, let's dive into this one, is focus on focus. Attention management emphasizes directing and optimizing one's focus and mental energy on the task at hand rather than directing your time to the task at hand. It's dynamic adaption. It involves being aware of distractions and interruptions and making conscious choices to maintain focus and concentration amidst potential disruptions. This differs from time management because time management uses deadline schedules and time blocks. Number three is internal control versus the time management is external control. Attention management relies on the internal factors such as mindfulness, self-awareness, and cognitive strategies to manage attention and avoid cognitive overload. This is in stark contrast to the external tools used by time management strategies. Again, this is probably the biggest and best one that stands out to me about how these two productivity methods differ from one another. And then quantitative measurement, productivity and attention management is often measured by the quality of work produced and the level of engagement and focus during tasks. And then flexibility and adaptability. Attention management encourages flexibility and adaptability, allowing individuals to shift their focus as needed and respond effectively to changing priorities and circumstances. To sum it up, while time management focuses on the allocation and organization of time, attention management emphasizes the optimization and direction of mental focus and energy. So again, going back to that number three, the external and the internal control. Both perspectives are valuable tools for enhancing productivity, but they offer very distinct approaches to managing your time and your task in a busy day-to-day manner. Combining elements of both time management and attention management can lead to a more balanced and effective approach to productivity. So let's talk about finding balance between time management and attention management. As someone who values both time management and attention management, I've come to realize that it's not about one being inherently superior to the other. Instead, I found that the effectiveness of each approach depends on various factors, including personality, circumstances, and honestly, the specific task at hand. An example from my experience is that my husband thrives with attention management. He excels at focusing deeply on one task at a time, allowing him to achieve a high level of quality and creativity. On the other hand, I typically find success with time management. I appreciate the structure and organization it provides, helping me stay on track and accomplish tasks efficiently. However, I've discovered this in myself that there are moments when attention management is far better of a fit for me, particularly during bursts of creativity. This often occurs when I'm working on just like tasks related to my business, where the to-do list is extensive and I need to concentrate on what's in front of me at any given moment. During these times, I find that shifting my focus to attention management allows me to really harness my creativity and problem-solving skills more efficiently. It's so important to recognize the strengths of both time management and attention management and to be flexible in applying each approach as needed. By understanding my own tendencies, I'm able to do this and adapt with that dynamic nature of tasks and projects because then I can optimize my productivity and achieve better results, whether I'm managing my time or directing my attention. Even in moments like this, it can be challenging to just sit down and say, hey, I'm going to record episodes for the next hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever the case. But every so often, I'll be doing something else and get hit with like, dang, I want to get in front of the microphone right now. Like, I've got the attention for it. My brain is in the right spot. Let's do it. And that's where you have to learn what works for you. There are times and places, I believe, for time management. I am a huge, huge, huge advocate for time management because I think that sometimes we can get in a rut and lose our feet from underneath us if we're not focusing on what we need to get done, if we're always doing attention management. Because there's been times when I don't want to work. I know, I love my job. I love my businesses. I love what I do. I love creating. But there are times when I just don't want to do it. And so if I'm relying on attention management, might not work for me. But if I'm doing time management, then I have a more structured approach, even if I just don't quote unquote feel like doing it. So let's again dive into why maybe you should be trying attention management. Here are a few reasons that I believe attention management could be the game changer that you've been looking for and give you a reason to practice attention management skills to complement your time management skills so that you can get the most out of both. So number one is flexibility over rigidity. Unlike traditional time management, which often imposes strict schedules and deadlines, attention management allows for greater flexibility. Instead of being bound by the clock, you have the freedom to adapt your focus and priorities based on the demands in the moment. This flexibility not only reduces the stress associated with rigid time constraints, but also enables you to respond more effectively to the unexpected challenges and opportunities that might arise. This one's huge in my day job because I'm the head of HR. And if someone walks into my office crying because they had an altercation with someone, I have to be able to adapt. So it gives me that flexibility However, I could get very stressed out because time management says that I'm supposed to be blocking my time for creating a new policy during that hour and a half and that employee walks in. So being able to flip between the two is hugely important. Quality over quantity is number two. In a world obsessed with ticking off tasks from endless to-do lists, that's me, I'm raising my hand, attention management shifts the focus from the quantity to the quality. Rather than measuring productivity solely by the number of tasks completed, it emphasizes the importance of investing your attention in activities that truly matter. By prioritizing meaningful work over the busy work, you can achieve greater satisfaction and fulfillment in your professional and personal life. I don't want to play the mom card, but I'm going to drop the mom card here. This one's also really important because I find that quality time with my child is so much better than quantity with her because I want to be intentional. I want to spend my time. I want it to be quality. And so this is an attention management thing. I also think that moms have to have some level of attention management based on their children as well, because obviously we can't just time block our kids away, even if we want to. Half kidding. Number three is mindfulness and presence. Attention management places a strong emphasis on mindfulness and presence, encouraging you to fully engage with the task at hand. Instead of succumbing to distractions and divided attention, you learn to cultivate a state of focused awareness that fosters that creativity, that problem solving, and deep work. By training your mind to stay present, you can unlock new levels of productivity and innovation. Think of this kind of as like a browser. Many of us have multiple tabs open at one time and we're bouncing between them. No one can truly, truly multitask. So it's just the level of how quickly your brain can transition between one task to the next. And so you're boop, 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 just going all over the place. This is a way to just close out all the other browsers and focus on just the one that's in front of you. This has been a huge challenge for me in a lot of my life because I like to keep doing multiple things. Like one reason I don't like doing interviews is because I'm only focused in that one moment in that one room. Now, it's interesting because I never really regret any interviews that I do, and I really enjoy giving that person my full attention when I'm interviewing them. But I've noticed that I shy away from taking on extra interviews if my team can handle them because I want to do other things, because I want to do other things that I can do multiple things, that I can be available, that I can step away if I need to. So it's kind of interesting coming from a time management standpoint of being able to time block those interviews from pivoting into that attention management mindset. And it starts to come a lot more natural as you practice it, because I end up seeing myself wanting to do the attention management as frequently, I guess, as the time management. Number four is sustainable productivity. One of the biggest pitfalls of traditional time management is its tendency to prioritize quantity over sustainability. The relentless pursuit of productivity at all costs often leads to burnout. Yep, I understand that. Stress and diminished well-being. In contrast, attention management promotes a more balanced approach that values sustainable productivity and self-care. By listening to our bodies and their natural rhythms and really honoring our need for rest and rejuvenation, we can maintain high levels of performance without sacrificing your health and happiness. This is something that I have learned recently in the last couple of years, because it just got to a point where I was like, no, I have to work tonight. I have to work tonight. I have stuff to do tonight. To getting to a point where I was working ahead. So if tonight I didn't want to work, guess what? I didn't have to, because it was sustainable. I could live out the life that I wanted more easily because it was sustainable productivity versus just sitting down and having to like knock out 100 things. Again, not bashing on time management by any means, but you will learn and see which works best for you at any given time. And then number five is the personalization and adaptability of attention management. No two individuals are alike, and what works for one person may not work for another, just like the example of my husband and I. Attention management recognizes this diversity and encourages you to tailor your productivity strategies to your unique strengths, preferences, and goals. Whether you thrive on structured routines or prefer a more spontaneous approach, you have the flexibility to design a productivity system that aligns with your individual needs and values. That's a huge one. Like I said, pre-mom Katie did so much time management. And now with a four-year-old, I have learned how important attention management is. And to me, it's a little bit of like releasing some of the control and going with what my mind and body are saying. So a very, 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 very generic way to describe the differences is that time management is based on your schedule and, again, external factors, whereas attention management is based on your mood, your feelings, your mentality, where you're at cognitively. So kind of neat to see those differences and kind of fun to be able to dive into one over the other. Like if I know that like I just got a huge list to do, I'm not feeling super creative, I will dive into time management and schedule out my time blocks because boom, 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 we're getting it done. But there's also times when I just want to slow down, make myself a cup of coffee or like a chai latte and set up a cute little workspace and just get into the zone. That's going to be more my attention management. So it's fun to see both. But really, in a world that's obsessed with managing time, attention management offers that refreshing perspective, honestly. It reminds us that productivity isn't just about checking off items on a to-do list. It's about being fully present and engaged in the tasks that matter most at that time. By embracing attention management, we can claim control over our productivity and well-being, as well as increase the quality of our output during the time spent on the task. So the next time that you find yourself overwhelmed by deadlines and schedules, consider shifting your focus from managing time to managing attention. By shifting your focus from managing time to managing attention, you may just discover a whole new level of productivity and fulfillment in the process. Guys, I want to hear all about your exploration of this. Have you done time management before? Have you done attention management before? Which resonates better with you at a given time? Would love to hear all your thoughts. So hop over to GingerBiz on Instagram or even shoot us an email. We would love to hear all about it. Guys, until next time, keep on diving in.